Welcome to Pakish News. Today, we're discussing the severe weather hitting Pakistan and how escalating regional tensions are casting a shadow over the local economy, especially as Eid al-Fitr approaches.
Indeed, Ahmed. Recent heavy rains and strong winds across Pakistan have tragically claimed at least 18 lives and caused significant damage, disrupting preparations for the upcoming Eid celebrations.
This comes amidst growing geopolitical instability. The UN Secretary General has urged an end to regional conflicts, specifically calling on Iran to cease attacking its neighbors.
These rising tensions, particularly between Iran and Israel, are having a tangible impact. Reports indicate a significant spike in global energy prices, which directly affects Pakistan.
Experts highlight Pakistan's precarious position, facing both increasing climate-related disasters and the economic fallout from regional instability. It's a double-edged challenge.
The country is still recovering from the devastating 2022 floods. Now, disrupted trade, damaged infrastructure, and rising energy costs further threaten its already fragile economic stability.
Pakistan relies heavily on energy imports, covering 80% of its needs. This makes it highly vulnerable to global price fluctuations caused by geopolitical unrest in the Middle East.
Dr. Ali Ahmed, an economics professor, noted that these rains are hitting at a critical time, hindering recovery efforts and negatively impacting local markets right before Eid.
To mitigate these impacts, Pakistan needs a multi-pronged approach, diversifying energy sources, investing in renewables, and improving overall energy consumption efficiency.
Building climate-resilient infrastructure and fostering stronger regional and international partnerships are also crucial long-term strategies for stability and economic growth.
The current situation underscores the urgent need for diplomatic vigilance and robust economic strategies to navigate these complex, overlapping challenges effectively.
A truly complex picture for Pakistan, balancing natural disasters with regional geopolitics. That's all for today from Pakish News. Thank you for joining us.